Compare Foreman's loan plan before you borrow. Foreman's loan money on diamonds and jewelry. $100 costs only $3. One low interest rate covers all costs. You receive full amount of loan at once, no waiting. The Foreman's have a special women's department. Courteous and confidential attention. Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N, Foreman Loan Company, 6331 Hollywood Boulevard, second floor, one block west of Vine Street, and telephone Hillside, 1000.
Indian Trail. For the next 15 minutes, we present a tribal New Year celebration of 500 years ago, native songs and dances by real Indians. A program prepared and directed by Robert E. Callahan, author and producer of Santa Fe Trail. A program contrasting the hilarity and the New Year whoopee of modern civilization. So come with us as Mr. Callahan guides us on the winding trail to a real Indian village of long ago.
A vision of the past, a reality. Here, the lone Indian, 6'1", a statue in buckskin white, soft as velvet moss. White moccasins beaded with a tinge of sunset. Headgear of eagle feathers tipped with orange and crimson tassels. Worn by his forefather 300 years ago. Thundercloud of the Cherokee Nation.
Osho, Utito, Anina.
On my left, a descendant of the famous Chief Red Jacket. In ivory white from head to foot. 86 years of age, face of bronze, emblem of honesty. The Indian who poles for that immortal stature, the end of the trail. Chief Big Tree, Iroquois tribe. Between these noble red Americans, we have a medicine man from the drifting sand dunes of Arizona. He is attired in brown buckskin, rich in bead and silver. Around his wrist, arm, on his shoulder and around his neck, purple beads, a strand of bear claws, bear teeth, and a necklace of turquoise and seashells. His face, his manner, and magic and mystery. Chief Willibird, Apache Pueblo. In our band of 20 real Indians, a 90-year-old Cherokee, attired in a black robe made by the Quapaws in which they embedded over 2,000 white beads. Rigid, firm, a living model in clay. Iron eyes.
Yewas, Brimazor.
A reply from Black Coyote, a wild Comanche. Nearby, attired in brilliant red, headgear of 140 eagle feathers, around each arm, and above each elbow, seven bands of purple velvet. Shooting Star, the only living grandson of the notorious Sitting Bull.
Oh, color, little Oshelo.
Within my reach, the Indian woman, the psychic marvel of the Iroquois. Born in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains 87 years ago, yet alert as a woman of 20, in pure white, decorated with over 4,000 beads, every color, every hue, for Cinta. Indian maidens, Indian braves, color, love, nature, a tribute to their god, a story to preserve in the pages of time. So come with us, my friends, on a winding trail to a snow-clad hill in Wyoming, where we hear a call of the thunder god. And now we arrive at a Cheyenne village. Valley and hill, a mantle of snow. A river, solid ice. Near the bank, a five-foot oval tent. It is made of cedar pole and buffalo hide. Inside the tent, four nude Indians sit beside four big rocks heated by a four-day fire. The holy man, attired in white, holding a gourd, pours cold water on the rocks, creating a steaming oven. And now we hear this song of the Cheyenne fretbox, after which they will emerge, break the ice, and plunge into the freezing water. Winding trail has led us to an Iroquois wigwam, bark and deerskin, 14 feet wide, 30 feet long, the old home of Red Jacket, a monarch of hill and valley, and the chief who swayed the mind of man 200 years ago. Yes, and he left his name on the wall of Indian fame. Tonight, we take great pleasure here in this studio in presenting Chief Big Tree in a grand chant of peace. Now the winding trail has brought us into a Cherokee village. 54 boys are making huge balls in a field of snow. Each boy has a bright red blanket about his waist, a leading brave attired in brown bearskin, a cedar wreath around his neck, buffalo-horned headgear. He is ready to sing his blanket song of love, the Cherokee love song.
What my labor, Bahananda? What my labor, Bahananda? Tender Jamo, Tender Matata, Tender Jamo, Tender Matata. Papa, Tender Jamo, Tender Jamo,
we find ourselves in the Omaha country, the Omaha tribe, on the rolling plain of Nebraska. Here amid a 100 tall teepees manted in white, smoke curling from each teepee, little braves and papoos are making a snow chief in honor of the sunrise call. Now from the sand-blistered hills of southern Arizona, we find a Navajo and a Hopi boy. Second plant, and smiling sundown Bear Mountain tall tree, singing the Yibichai of the Navajos.
Oh,
In our band of 20 real Indians, as we spoke of the men modeled in clay, now we find a man attired in the brilliant red, headgear of 140 eagle feathers, around each arm and above each elbow, seven bands of that purple velvet. Shooting Star, the only grandson of the notorious Sitting Bull, in a chant of the Sioux Nation. Signifies purity. The white wing of any bird, a jewel. Eagle feather, kindness and love. The snow of winter to wipe evil spirits away. And as we approach a Comanche village in Colorado, we see a huge statue of snow, a tribute to the Comanche god. On the head of this statue, a bundle of fragrant grass. In each ear, a red acorn. In the mouth, a parcel of buffalo meat, indicating plenty of food. In each eye, a cedar branch, symbolizing eternal life. Here we find prayer, gratitude, and a new year social dance. Indian of old measured time to the passing of moon, sun, and star. As a child of nature, he knew every trail, water hole, grazing ground, and shelter in time of trouble. And while the white man's trail of progress has been money and power, the Indian has eternal love for nature and the value of the great outdoors. Like gods of the forest, tonight, coming to the studio with the color of mountain, valley, crag, and sky. The embodiment and glorification of Indian manner, costume, and tradition. Our headpiece is making signs. I am an Indian, he says. The sun, my father. The earth, my mother. The evening star, a guiding trail to the sunrise of the new year. I will keep my word, keep my promise, be kind, friendly, never criticize, think before I speak, and every day, in some unselfish way, try to make someone happy. Now we offer the pipe of peace, friendship, and hope, the sacred pipe of honor and love. As the curling smoke wends its way to the happy hunting ground, we ask the Great Spirit to abide with you and entwine your heart with the golden band of health, give you peace of mind, sunshine, and a happy year. Yo-ho, Oswego, yo-ho, no-te-bar, meaning farewell, friends. A happy new year to you and you. No, Seba.
Indian Trails is a new type of program of nature, of travel, adventure by real Indians under the direction of Robert E. Callahan. Stories which entertain, educate, and leave a good influence in the home. If you've enjoyed this broadcast and want to hear more about Indian Trails, we should be glad to have your comments. KMTR, United Artists Theatre's Hollywood, top of the dial.